Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Parents are saying no to a graphic curriculum. This is not the curriculum on sex ed that you may be thinking about, or maybe even a curriculum that you have sat through. This is something that will outrage you, but there's something you can do about it upcoming on April the 23rd. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and our special guest, a mother of 10, who is a mother among many mothers that are doing something about this, Elizabeth Johnson, also known as the Activist Mommy. Now, on April 23rd, Elizabeth, there is what is called the Sex Ed Sit-Out Protest. It's a Monday, April 23, where parents will be pulling their children out of school for the day. What's all this about? Tell us some of the details about why this is happening and what is taking place in our schools.
Sure. Thank you, Matt and Holly, for having me on. It's an honor to be with you again. As parents, you know, we are wanting to know why our tax dollars are going to pay for curriculums that teach dangerous and promiscuous behaviors, which most parents find, you know, morally abhorrent. And even the CDC has stated is a health risk in our public schools right now. Comprehensive sex education is being rolled out across the nation, across the curriculum, and we have Planned Parenthood in our public schools teaching our kids about sexuality. Radical leftist LGBT groups like GLSEN and Human Rights Campaign teaching our children to question their gender in the name of anti-bullying programs. These are well-funded programs through government streams and through private streams. They are teaching our children how to have oral and anal sex. And the worst part about it, Matt and Holly, is that they call that abstinence. Because it is not the traditional definition of what you and I know to be natural sex between a man and a woman, they call that abstinence teaching.
Now, this comes into the school, and it may be politically charged with regards to the issue of, we're just going to have this curriculum that is a tolerance, anti-bullying curriculum, an anti-bullying policy. Who would be opposed to an anti-bullying policy? And so that's how these things
exactly
get into the schools. But in fact, they're really radical indoctrination policies. And in this case, what we're talking about is a curriculum in many schools that is prepared for, supported by, in association with groups like Planned Parenthood and others. Mm-hmm. And it teaches children as young as 5 years of age. So we're talking about kindergarten, first grade level, 5 years
right
of age. It's teaching these kids about anal and oral sex, masturbation, and even comparison shopping for condoms and questioning their actual gender.
Yeah, as well as visiting an abortion clinic, Matt. I mean, you go on our website, you look at the documents that are attached, and there's one exercise where they have to go to an abortion clinic, find out what services are offered, and know the bus route so they don't have to tell their parents they're doing it. That is outrageous.
Yes, and that's in the conservative state of Indiana. We can show you the resources, and you're saying you've got it linked on your site. That's
right.
Terrific. Because when parents see this, they are absolutely livid. The wool has been pulled over the parents' eyes. They have not known about this. And once they find out, they are ready to take action, which is why we are getting so much growth and traction for the protest on April 23rd, Sex Ed Sit Out. But I want to read something to you that my friend in North Carolina wrote to me. She said, the Get Real curriculum, which, by the way, guys, that's a Planned Parenthood curriculum. Planned Parenthood admits on their site that
it's Get Real.
Get Real. She says the Get Real curriculum in North Carolina was being funded by a nonprofit named Shift North Carolina. They were getting CDC grants and Title V funding that was block granted to the states. Obama HHS changed the definition of abstinence to technical abstinence, which includes anal and oral sex. That enabled the states to use Title V money for CSE, Comprehensive Sex Education, a very perverse result.
You know,
so because these bureaucrats know that parents want abstinence teaching in the schools, just like we tell kids to say, just say no to drugs, we should be telling them to say, just say no to sex before marriage. Because they know parents would never tolerate this perversion being taught to their children, they sneak it in by calling it abstinence or by calling it anti-bullying.
You know, remember Bill Clinton said, it depends on what the definition of is.
Yeah.
Right.
If they don't like the words, and it goes back to George Orwell's 1984, you know, you just changed the language. You change what it actually means. The Obama administration also, with regards to contraception, changed the definition of contraception to include not just medications that occur before conception, but the post-conception drugs like RU486 and others, which works after conception. And so in some people's health plans that have contraception, but they don't want abortion-inducing drugs and devices, it slips in under the now changed definition of contraception. Here you have the same thing. Abstinence means abstinence. Well, they define abstinence as a specific kind of sexual act, a natural relationship between a man and a woman. So outside of that, they say this is abstinence because that's not what we're promoting. We're promoting something different. And they bring it in under the rubric of abstinence when it's really anything but abstinence.
Well, there's like a textbook, isn't there, that has obviously very graphic pictures teaching children how to masturbate. And isn't it that in many of the public schools today?
Yes, yes. It's Perfectly Normal is the name of the book. And it was written by a by the former national a national board member of Planned Parenthood. And it is endorsed by Planned Parenthood and pushed into the schools and libraries across our nation. And it does teach, it's supposed to be for children as young as 9 years old, teaching them to masturbate. I cannot get into the details. It is disgusting. If you go to our page, Sex Ed Sit Out on Facebook, you will see a video that we just posted about this book, and you will see what kind of perversion they are pushing on us. I have to ask the listeners in your audience, would you allow Planned Parenthood to come into your home and teach your children about birth control and abortion and sexuality? Would you allow an LGBT activist group like HRC to come in and teach your kids to question their gender? If your answer is no, then join us for the April 23rd sit out, because this is happening across our
nation.
That's
what they're
doing
right
now. And
it's
more than just that one day. I think you need to show solidarity. And that's what I'm encouraging people to do. Show solidarity, whether or not this specific curriculum is in your school. It's happening around the country and in various many schools around the nation. So it's April the 23rd. Pull your children out of school and tell your people at the school why you're pulling them out. Don't let them think that you are missing for some other reason. Let them know why you're pulling your kids out of school.
Yes, we've provided a letter on our website for you to print out and sign and give to your principal before you pull your child out on April 23rd.
So our guest is Elizabeth Johnson, also known as the Activist Mommy. You can like her Facebook page. She has hundreds of thousands of followers on Facebook. But also there's two different ways you can go to sources for this specific Sex Ed Sit Out. SexEdSitOut.com. That's SexEdSitOut.com. That's a website. And then go to Facebook and then search for Sex Ed Sit Out. You can also find the web or the Facebook page there. You can also go to our webpage, lc.org, and we have a press release, Parents Say No to Graphic Curriculum, with all the information and resources and hot links to both of these pages. So, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us, and
thank you so much.
Pray that there are millions of people around this country that ultimately take notice. I think if you just take time, let me just say this to the listeners, take time to figure out what's going on And whether you have children or not, this is affecting the children, the youth in your community. And when you realize what's happening, I can guarantee you, you're going to want to do something about it. The date is April 23, 2018. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.